It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Kelly Wilson and Denise Dion are here from the Rifle Animal Shelter. It's time for the Strut for Mutts. I keep wanting to say strut your mutt, but the whole idea is to get out and get some face time, I guess you might say, with the dogs at Rifle Animal Shelter. And this happens this year on April 22nd. That's a Saturday. So first of all, hello. Thanks for stopping by. So did you guys miss a meeting and they voted you to come in? Or That's usually how it works.
Right.
That's usually how it works. What is your experience with the Rifle Animal Shelter first before we get started? Denise, I'll start with you.
So I'm the shelter manager at the Rifle Shelter, and I keep it running and keep our pets happy and our employees happy and full.
Full, but by full you mean keep the
shelter full, right? And yep, transfer in.
You're not feeding your employees.
No, sometimes.
Well, I guess that's true. That's fair. What about you, Kelly?
I am the development coordinator. I did only start about 2 months ago, so I am brand new to this. I'm helping do the events.
Did you have an experience with the Rifle Animal Shelter before that?
I had attended a few of the events. Okay. And that sort of thing. So I kind of knew what to expect.
Either of you adopted any animals from the animal shelter in the past?
Yes,
I was going to say, yeah. It's kind of a, you know, when you work there, it's a, what's the term I'm looking for? An occupational hazard.
Yeah, definitely. Foster failure. Yeah. I'm just going to take this one home for tonight.
Yeah. Just to see.
Yeah.
You know, just because they need a little extra love and attention.
Help.
Yes.
Just this one time. It's, you know, it's kind of like the car salesman just taking the car home just because they want to test drive it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Next thing you know, it's in their driveway.
Yeah. When I hire, I say, make sure you have a strong spouse. Make sure your spouse is very strong.
Is that what it takes?
Yes.
Let's get back to the event on April 22nd. Again, it's the Strut for Mutts. Takes place at Deerfield Park and Rifle. So lots of open area to walk these dogs. And the point is to get folks some exposure to the pets that you have at Rifle Animal Shelter and get some exercise for the dogs.
Right. Correct. Yep.
And you do ask folks to register in advance?
Yeah, they can, or they can register the day of.
Okay. So you can either go to rifleanimalshelter.org and you can register there. Or if you choose to, just show up around 8 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And get registered. Then the event kicks off at 9 o'clock. So how's it going to work at 9 o'clock?
So we'll have a couple different vendors that people can check out. We have some food that'll be there. We'll have a coffee cart, dog nail trimming. We'll have microchipping, those sorts of things. And then we will start the race.
Talk about the race.
So the race, of course, is a 5K. It starts at Deerfield Park. You'll loop around and come right back. There is a walk option also for people that don't quite want to do the full 5K.
So like 3 or something like that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, which is, I think, a little less than a mile.
Right.
If I'm right. Isn't that right? It's 5K is about 3.5 miles.
Right.
So, okay.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little more than a mile.
Yes.
Again, it's just around the Deerfield Park area.
Actually,
folks are encouraged to bring their own pets or
their neighbor's pets. Or that's why we changed the name to Strut for Mutts. So if you have a neighbor and they have a dog and they don't want to go, they can take their dog. Or you can come to the shelter, and if we still have a dog that nobody's chosen, you can take one of our dogs or whoever.
All right.
Yeah.
How many dogs are you going to have on site that day?
I knew you were going to ask. We don't know. We are actually in the process of getting some dogs transferred in right now. And it just really kind of depends on their personalities and how outgoing they are and who was adopted before we go.
Okay. So. And about how long do you expect the event to last?
Probably probably until about 12 o'clock, maybe 1 at the latest. People are more than welcome to just hang out. Okay. And
you did refer to the 5K as a race. So are there prizes for first place? I would assume it would be a two-part prize because you would have one part for the human and one part for the four-legged racer, right?
Well, we're actually going to have more prizes based on the teams that arrive. Okay. The top fundraisers, we'll have a prize basket for that, for the top two, and then the top individual that fundraises as well.
Okay. So it's kind of like the Reading Olympics that I did when I was in, I don't know, third grade or something like that. You ask folks to sponsor you in your race at Strut for Mutts.
Right.
Right. Yep.
Okay. You talked a little bit, Denise, about the number of dogs will depend on their personality and that kind of thing. What's the process when you take in a new, maybe not just a dog, but a new animal at Rifle Animal Shelter? I'm sure that you make sure that they've been vaccinated and all that.
Right. Or we can do it when they get there. I don't even care if they're spayed or neutered. We have a vet on staff. And so if a lot of shelters, a lot of high-kill shelters cannot afford to have a vet on staff, and so they cannot afford to spay and neuter. And so we don't have a problem doing that at all. What I look for mostly is personality. Are they outgoing? Do they get along with other dogs? Do they like people? Can I, you know, send them on walks with people? Of course, we try to help as much as we can with some of the more difficult dogs as well. But I really, really try to get really outgoing dogs.
Sure. Well, and I'm sure that those are probably the easiest to adopt out.
Right.
What type of shelter did you refer to, Rifle Animal Shelter? Or you were talking about other shelters?
Oh,
are...
there's a lot of high kill shelters. So like New Mexico has a lot of high kill shelters. And so we pull from them.
How would you define a high kill shelter?
So they euthanize for space.
Okay.
Yeah. So if they are full and they have more animals coming in, they will just euthanize for space, regardless if they're highly adoptable.
So Rifle Animal Shelter says, hey, don't do that. Send them to
us. We'll take them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. I like that. And so, again, you're trying to sort for dogs that are social.
Right.
that like people. But you take in all types of dogs from time
mm-hmm.
to time, right? And so it just depends on the particular family mm-hmm. and what their particular needs or wants are.
Right. Or what we have in right now. So, you know, I don't mind having two or three difficult dogs in at a time. But if I have two or three difficult dogs, I don't want to take two or three more.
Right, right. How would you define a difficult dog? Just one that maybe...
shy, needs a little bit more one-on-one time just to get more outgoing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, in the last, I don't know, 10, 20 years, there's been a lot more focus on animal shelters. I suppose in this area, you know, we've heard a lot more because Rifle Animal Shelter, of course, has been doing a lot of events.
Right.
A lot of outreach. And, of course, we've mm-hmm. got Colorado Animal Rescue,
right.
which is
mm-hmm.
kind of on another level.
Right.
Also, but just nationally, in the national news, we hear, you know, I remember the term puppy mills.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we don't hear that term anymore. I'm sure that they still exist.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the whole pet store idea of getting a pet seems to be gone in this day and age. And so I imagine that it makes your job a little bit easier because folks know a little bit more now to go to a shelter
right.
as opposed to, you know, one of those type of situations.
Mm-hmm.
As if you could find one of those types of situations anymore. You know, I can't remember the last time I actually saw a cat or a dog at a pet store.
Right.
You know?
Right. They don't even really have them anymore, pet stores.
I know.
They're far and few.
Right? It's, I guess, things change, right?
Yeah.
Again, if you would like to, is there a registration fee, by the way, for Strut for Mutts?
There is, yes. For individuals, it's $25, and for the teams, it's $40.
Okay. And a team is defined as?
gathering a bunch of people together to do the walk or the run with.
Okay. So there's no limit?
Or it can
limit.
Even be family.
It can be family.
No yeah. minimum, no limit?
Right.
Okay, so $40. And again, you are encouraged to fundraise. So yes. you're encouraged to get sponsors for your team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're going to make it fun for you if you do good. So
yes.
Again, the website is rifleanimalshelter.org. You can learn more there. You can register in advance if you choose to. Otherwise, just show up. 8 o'clock or so at Deerfield Park, just north of Rifle, on April 22nd. That's a Saturday, and it's also Earth Day, I think.
It is, yes.
We'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Denise Dion, the shelter manager at Rifle Animal Shelter, and Kelly Wilson is the development coordinator. The what annual? It's over 10, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. I want to say maybe four.
Bring that on us.
Is it just four? Kelly, really?
Maybe
okay.
So, maybe
I'll have to take your word for it. It's the fill in the blank strut for mutts. Again, you're welcome to bring your own dog. You're welcome to borrow one, if you will, from the Rifle Animal Shelter. Again, it's a fundraising day. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
What will the money that's raised from this event be used for?
Taking care of the animals that are in the shelter, allowing us to bring in more animals, allowing us to bring in more animals that are not spayed and neutered. We do have a vet on staff, but we do have to pay her. So, you know, it helps that. It helps the vaccination costs, everything. Food.
So nothing specific. It's really a general
right.
fundraiser.
Operations running.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Speaking of walking dogs, I know you're always looking for volunteers to help walk the dogs because obviously you take as good a care of the animals as you can, mm-hmm. but particularly with the dogs, I mean, they need some exercise. They like to get out.
Right.
So if anyone would like to sign up as a volunteer to walk dogs, number one, what are the expectations and what's the process?
So it's actually really easy. You just stop by the shelter and fill out a volunteer form, and you have to be 15 to be able to go on your own. But we encourage families to come on weekends, and we actually have quite a few families that come every weekend and take two or three dogs a day and go for walks.
And they bring two back, right?
Yeah. That's the plan.
Yeah, right. Got to adopt them out. Yeah. Of course, it's not just dogs. I know dogs, of course, probably need the most exercise of any of the animals that you take in. Mm-hmm. You take in a lot of cats, I assume, as well.
We do.
And those are also up for adoption. Mm-hmm. Is the screening process the same for cats, or they're all pretty much difficult ones, aren't they?
Yeah. Cats are different. They're species of their own, and, you know.
Sure. What is your capacity at Rifle Animal Shelter? I mean, if you – the absolute maximum number of animals that you could take, what is it?
Ooh. Usually not more than – I would say like 15 dogs, but I have 10 puppies in there right now, so that would actually not be the case.
So you're already over the limit.
Yeah.
Well, but puppies take up less space.
Yeah, they have, you know, they share a kennel. and then, I don't know, probably 10 to 15 cats, depending.
Okay. Of course, people are listening to this and they're saying, did you just say that they have 10 puppies?
I know, they're all pre-adopted.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I imagine puppies and kittens probably
go
really, really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about the other shelters like in other states. I'm happy to blame it on other states that euthanize animals, even that are highly adoptable, mm-hmm. just because they are running out of space. And mm-hmm. it's fortunate that Rifle Animal Shelter can take those animals from time to time. Mm-hmm. Is Rifle Animal Shelter a no-kill shelter, or are there circumstances where there's just no other choice?
Yeah, we're a no-kill shelter. We do not kill for space.
Okay. Again, the website is rifleanimalshelter.org. And what is the phone number? If folks, you know, some folks, we were actually just talking about this in the office the other day. Everybody loves the internet, especially mm-hmm. people that don't have social skills like me. But sometimes if you actually pick up the phone, you can – a conversation that would take 3 weeks to have over email or over the internet, you can take care of in 30 seconds on the phone.
Right.
So what is the phone number?
It's 970-625-8808.
Okay. And again, anyone that answers the phone could probably answer any questions you have about Strut for Mutts. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that your staff and volunteers will also be on hand for Strut for Mutts this year.
Yes.
Again, it's April 22nd, Deerfield Park in Rifle. Registration starts at 8. The event starts at 9. Some vendors. We didn't really talk much about vendors. We said you'd have some food and some coffee, and you'll have the microchipping. You'll be microchipping mm-hmm. animals there if you bring your own. But what vendors will be stopping by if we were going to get specific?
So we will have Sudsy Dog that's out of Silt. They will be there helping out. We will have a doTERRA representative doing essential oils for dogs.
Essential oils for dogs.
Yes.
Okay, that's a new term that I also haven't heard.
It's fairly new to us as well. We're going to be learning also.
Okay.
Let's see. We're hoping to have some ice cream there as well. Sundays for the people, Sundays for the dogs as well. We're working on that, though.
will they be the same Sundays is the question.
They will be different. They will be different.
Okay. I was going to say because
ice cream's bad for dogs.
Yes,
ice cream in just because of the sugar. I mean, I knew they couldn't have chocolate,
right?
And like nuts are not a good thing, right? Grapes are not supposed to be good.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea when I was a kid. I couldn't tell you the thing. My dog. And then I'm an adult and I'm listening. And I'm like, oh wow. And so it's good to keep those things in mind. So you'll have different Sundays for dogs,
yes.
like actual dog food Sundays.
We're trying.
That's cool. The goal. Yes.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool. That would be really fun to try and put something like that together. I kind of interrupted you. More vendors that will be there?
We will also, the coffee cart will be the little coffee shack. I believe there's one in Parachute and there's one opening up in Rifle as well. Okay. And they're going to be there providing the coffee.
Perfect. It's important to have coffee when you're going to be up at 8 in the morning.
Yes.
We agree.
On weekends, you know, when you get up at 5 during the week on the weekends, you tend to want to, you know, squeeze as much as you can out of your rest that you do get. Plus, microchipping. Microchipping, of course, has been around for, what, 20 years or so?
It's been around a while.
And I want to say that every veterinarian now has the microchip reader. So mm-hmm. if someone, and as well as the animal shelters, of course. So mm-hmm. if your dog or cat is lost, God forbid, you know, something happens to it, it's injured, they know where to get a hold of you because right. all that information is stored on that little microchip mm-hmm. right under the skin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that's very important. And of course, you know, when we're talking, Denise, about the intake process, if mm-hmm. you will, if an animal is not spayed or neutered, you will take care of that again through your mm-hmm. on-staff veterinarian, and you will microchip it as well.
Correct.
When it comes in. So mm-hmm. When folks adopt an animal from Rifle Animal Shelter, they get a microchipped, spayed, or neutered animal.
Completely vaccinated.
I should say pet, mm-hmm. and completely vaccinated as well that they
right.
take home.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of vaccinations are I know heartworm is a big one.
So we will draw blood and do a heartworm test, but we don't send the medication home for that. That's kind of going to your vet. But we will do all their vaccines and stuff like that.
That's what I mean. So what types of vaccines how do you vaccinate? What do you vaccinate for?
So it's a DA2PP, which has, you know, like for the parvo and distemper. And then the Bordetella, which would be for like kennel cough. And then we would do a dewormer and a rabies.
Okay. And again, that's just something that you do in the normal mm-hmm. course of your
right.
day. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Denise and Callie in just a minute. Again, if you would like to sign up for the 2017 fill-in-the-blank annual Strut for Mutts, just go to rifleanimalshelter.org. If you want to do it in advance, you can the morning of April 22nd as well. Registration starts at 8. The event gets underway at 9. Just $25 for individuals, $40 for a team of any size. Can
right.
be a family, can be an office, mm-hmm. can be a couple buddies. Whatever the case, $40 for a team. Again, you are encouraged to fundraise, but I'm sure that if you want to just pay the entry fee and show
absolutely.
Up,
yes.
walk your dog, someone else's dog, mm-hmm. one of the Rifle Animal Shelter dogs, that would be fine too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And again, if you have any questions you'd like to use the phone, it's 625-8808. Back in a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're visiting with Denise Dion. She's the shelter manager at Rifle Animal Shelter, and Kelly Wilson is the development coordinator. Speaking of development, Kelly, you've got a big partner that helps with strut for mutts as well as other areas of the Rifle Animal Shelter as well, right?
Yes, we have Cindy Lee with Wags and Menace. She's our presenting sponsor. She helps us out not only with our events, but also with medical issues that we need help with.
Okay. So if somebody brings you an animal, say maybe it was injured in some way and it needs some emergency veterinary help, she helps out with that.
She does, yes, very often.
That's very cool. And yeah, it is sad how often that happens. I hear the stories from time to time. And thank goodness that there are organizations like Rifle Animal Shelter to, you know, when the owners are nowhere to be found, either
resource.
Either by their own doing or, you know, just because they don't know and something unfortunate happens. Mm-hmm. It's great to have places like Rifle Animal Shelter to help out. Again, if you would like to help support Rifle Animal Shelter, you're invited to attend Strut for Mutts on Saturday, April 22nd at Deerfield Park. Again, you can register the day of the show or you can register in advance. Now, here's a little incentive to register in advance. For the next 30 folks that register on the website at rifleanimalshelter.org, you're giving away an ice cream certificate or voucher or something like that.
We are,
you get free ice cream.
Exactly.
Is the bottom line. For the registrant as well as their dog, if they choose to bring him?
Well, the ice cream just for the registrant, of course.
Okay. All right. So you're still working on the ice cream for the – or not ice cream. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, it'll be the Sunday.
The dog Sundays.
Sunday, that's right. Yeah, the Sunday for the dogs. You're still working on that. What the folks, everybody gets a T-shirt that registers, right?
Correct, yes.
At least as long as they last. And that T-shirt will say Rifle Animal Shelter, Strut for Mutts, and will have all the sponsors' logos on them?
Yep, that's correct.
Anything else that registrants get, aside from, you know, the satisfaction knowing that you helped out a great local nonprofit?
Well, we'll also have goodie bags there as well, filled with all sorts of different things. We're still working on getting all the stuff to fill those up, but so far it's a good start.
Okay. But, I mean, an idea, like dog-related stuff, like maybe dog toys and stuff like that.
Right. Yep.
Okay. We mentioned earlier that, obviously, just because of the nature of what Rifle Animal Shelter does, it's always kind of a continuing change in what types of dogs and cats are there. So if folks would like to keep up, I know you share on a regular basis the dogs and cats that show up at the Rifle Animal Shelter and on Facebook.
Yes.
And so if you like Rifle Animal Shelter on Facebook, like my kids do, then at least once a week, the parents will be saying, I wish we had room for another animal.
Yes.
So if the kids are going to like it, parents, you better be strong.
Yeah.
To paraphrase what Denise said earlier about.
Go along with your strong spouse.
How many paid employees do you have at the Rifle Animal Shelter?
What do we have now? 13?
I believe so.
I think we have like 13.
13 is a large staff.
It is a large staff.
And of course, most of those are part-timers, I assume.
Most of them are full-time.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we
That's
do
a
have
lot.
A, we
That's
do
like
have a,
four times what we have here at the radio station.
We do have, you know, the full-time vet, and then we have to have our tech to help our vet, you know, and then the director and the our administrative assistant and Callie and myself, and then kennel cleaners, and it takes a lot of us to keep it running.
And you also, again, rely on the help of a lot of volunteers.
Yes, absolutely, to help clean and everything.
Not just volunteer dog walkers, but volunteers that help in all other areas as well, like cleaning pens. And how often do you have to do that? Is there like a legal or regulatory requirement?
We clean the kennels, inside kennels, every morning, and then the outside pens at least 2 to 3 times every day.
Two, three times a day?
Yes.
Wow.
So we have a lot of dogs. and you don't want to spread disease. So
sure, sure. Well, I guess that makes sense, particularly considering, you know, some diseases don't really present. I mean, they don't have symptoms depending on what stage. We adopted a cat years ago that had a virus. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we brought her home and she gave it to the other cat.
Right.
Which, you know, was kind of scary there for a while.
Right.
And eventually they get over it and, you know, they're a carrier, but they don't continue to exhibit symptoms. And that's the kind of thing that you try and keep things as clean as you can at places like Rifle Animal Shelter so that you can avoid the spread of it as much as is possible anyway. But
and, you know, in the summers, it's even crazier because we have the pools, you know, and we got to bleach them and clean them. And
pools.
Yeah,
so you have,
dogs,
like, for the dogs to go out. And, really? So they actually get to swim?
Well, they're little pools.
Okay, but, so it's like a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Like a little, what, six?
Yeah, so if your kids don't want them anymore, we totally use them for the dogs.
Okay, well, there you go. Well, there's another, not necessarily volunteer opportunity, but another opportunity to volunteer if you don't have the cash to donate to Rifle Animal Shelter. So if you have an old kiddie pool that'll still hold water, I guess that would be important. You can you can donate it to the Rifle Animal Shelter and use it for the dogs so they can I know ours certainly likes to get in the pool in the summer.
It's
we
hot.
Keep it Keep it full, and he's a black dog too, which doesn't help.
Yes.
But he'd still much rather be outside.
Right.
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah.
Again, if you'd like to help support Rifle Animal Shelter, you can register for the Strut for Mutts on Saturday, April 22nd at Deerfield Park. Starts at 8, or registration starts at 8 with the event getting underway around 9 o'clock. A number of different vendors that will be on hand. They will microchip your pet if it's not already microchipped. If you're not sure, I guess they'll help you figure that out. It's pretty easy to figure out, right? As well as Sundays for the dogs, which is still kind of being worked on and developed, and ice cream for the people. Again, it's $25 for individuals, $40 for a team of any size, a family, any other size group. If you'd like more information, you can call 625-8808. You can also pre-register at rifleanimalshelter.org. And again, the next 30 people that register get free ice cream. Plus, like Rifle Animal Shelter on Facebook, and you can keep up to date with goings-on and those new dogs and cats that come in from time to time.
Yeah.
Anything else that we have not mentioned that we should talk about?
I don't think so. We're just looking forward to see everybody out there.
Cool. I know you brought a list, and I haven't seen the list, so I hope that we covered everything.
We did.
Awesome.
Yes, we did.
All right. Well, I would say that today was a success then. And I'm sure that Saturday the 22nd will as well. So,
and it's so much fun.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, how much fun can it be? You're outside, you're walking with your best friend or your future best friend, maybe.
That's right.
And maybe some people that you would get along with as well. Again, details at rifleanimalshelter.org, or you can call 625-8808. Again, it's the morning of April 22nd, Saturday.
Yes, and we have information on Facebook, too.
Sure, and I'm sure that it probably links to the website and all of that.
Yes.
So if you like them on Facebook, again, you can get those updates in your news feed.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I hear frequently in the evenings. Aww. Thanks again, ladies. All the best.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.